Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our friend Aditi Kinkabwala of the NFL Network. Hello, Aditi.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Doing well. All wrapped up like everybody else, of course, in this Le'Veon Bell, I guess I'll call it a saga. Are you surprised that we've gotten to the point where he was franchised again?
No, but what do you think that your franchise tag would be? Because, you know, my contract's up, actually, 2 months from now, and I'm just wondering, if I'm tagged, would that be like $2.47?
I know mine's not in Starkey's stratosphere. He's up there in Bell territory, that's for sure.
But who could be? I mean, let's
no,
be honest,
right.
Chris.
No, once we make the Starkey money, we know we can hang it up really whenever we want to, and we'll be good.
I also sing on the side like Le'Veon, Aditi.
I do.
Do you have a burgeoning music career?
I do.
Do you have a burgeoning music career?
Joe, you're an objectively better musician than he is, by the way. He is not good at rapping.
Is Chris supportive? Here's the question. Is Chris supportive of your music career?
He has been,
or
yes.
Or are you going to be? Oh, he has been. All right. Well, that's a good thing. You know, because Le'Veon feels that his teammates were not quite as supportive as they could have been.
Well, his rapping sucks.
This is me, Aditi. Listen.
Listen to the rivers and the lakes that you... Oh, my. I thought you were into pink.
I am.
He is.
I am into
pink. So where's your pink or your Indigo Girls cover?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, I'll send you a whole album of covers.
Oh, you can't do it live? Seriously, Joe?
Not right now. I'm not in the mood. This whole Le'Veon Bell thing has me down, Aditi. What's going to happen here?
Why does it have you so down?
It doesn't.
Why are you surprised by this?
I'm not surprised. I am surprised that he won't take their deal at this point, but I don't know the guaranteed money. Isn't that the key to the whole thing? We know pretty much what they've offered, at least based on last year, and apparently they've upped it a little bit.
He feels really strongly about how he is being valued, and so he thinks that if the star of the Steelers is Antonio Brown, is 1A, then he's 1B. But that leads to this whole question. In the market currently, so I think Le'Veon Bell has two issues at play. One, and I keep saying this, he believes that the running back market needs to come up. He thinks it's absurd that running backs are valued as they are. But then B, he thinks he's a running back plus. He thinks he's way more valuable than just a mere running back. And so therefore, he should be paid for that. He's, of course, not considering the things that are, quite frankly, demerits, such as the fact that he's had the multiple drug suspensions, such as there were quite a few distractions a year ago, such as, I mean, we can talk about all of these things, but, I mean, at the end of the day, this is a team sport, and I'm not saying that anybody should feel that they need to settle for less money than they believe they're worth, but there's a way, there's only one way that this works, and that's that you can't just pay two guys.
Aditi, I remain not surprised at all, but it just always kind of is a nice reminder that when these situations happen, Bell is perceived by many on the outside looking in as selfish, bad teammate, wants all this money, and is campaigning like he wants to stay here for his whole career on social media. But the management gets the benefit of the doubt from an overwhelming majority of fans when they say, yeah, we want to sign him long-term too, but they're not going to come to the table any more than they have and meet him any closer to where he wants to be met, but they're always the good guy in this because it feels like
the
fans.
You think they're always the good guy?
I think because their interests are lined up with the fans.
I don't know. I can't tell you how many people I hear from just pay the man, just pay the man. And I'm not saying you don't pay the man. I mean, he is absolutely a singularly unique talent. You know, I was on a tweet storm 2 days ago just showing why he is so valuable as compared to anybody else who, I mean, let's not, it seems silly. The guy was an all-pro at two different spots. You know, like, it's hard to say that he is simply a running back. He plays 90% of the team snaps. That's significant. If you're playing 90% of your team snaps, who plays more than that? Ben? I mean, he's out there for everything. But, you know, like, I could sit here and tell the NFL Network I'm worth X amount, but then where are they going to get the money to pay Rich Eisen? And then there's this other piece, and I talk about this all the time with Ramon Foster, who's a veteran and knows this. If you win a Super Bowl, everybody eats. I remember having a conversation with Phil Simms a couple years ago, and you know, for years, he was CBS's number one broadcast color guy. He said to me, if he doesn't win the Super Bowl, there's no way he has his second career. That's it. I mean, he's just a regular guy if he hadn't won a Super Bowl. You win a championship, you make way more money in endorsements. You make way more money in appearances. You set yourself up for so many more things. But in the team sport, you can't. I mean, why does Tom Brady take less money? Why does Tom Brady restructure? Because he makes all this money from Underwater and, wow, I just sounded so Jersey right there, didn't I? Under Armour. From Smart Water, whatever his water company is, all of that. You know, like, it almost feels like, let's think about this. This isn't the only way that you have to make money. And especially if you're a burgeoning rap star. I mean, there's a lot of money in that, too.
So where do you come down then, ultimately? If the offer is what was reported last year, and it's in that neighborhood, whatever, around 13.
We don't know that that's what it is, but we don't know what that is.
Well,
let's say it is.
Last year,
totally different than this year. Last year, the Steelers had to account for two guaranteed years. The Steelers had to account for the fact that Le'Veon was ready to play on two franchise tags, which was a big chunk of guaranteed money last year and this year. So they had to account for that. Last year was also 450 some odd snaps ago.
So would you sign him or not? Or, I mean, if you're
of
him...
Of course you make an effort to sign. I mean, the Steelers have openly said that this is a guy, they want to see him finish his career here. They've said that they want him. They feel he's that valuable to even engage in this game with him. And you know that nobody holds the Steelers hostage. But there's a way of, I mean, look at how much money Antonio Brown got. And whatever you have to say about Antonio Brown, he doesn't miss a day. He never held out. He never brought this into the media. His line was always, I have faith that the Rooney family will take care of me when my time comes. And they did. They rewarded him for never holding out, for always showing up.
Isn't it apples to oranges, though, Aditi? That position he plays, wide receiver, is one where the shelf life is longer, where the valuation's higher. I can't bring myself to believe that if Le'Veon Bell said, I'll be there every day in camp, I'm not sitting out any games, I'm not doing anything, I'm not even going to threaten it, I have a hard time saying the Steelers would suddenly look at him and go, you know what, you've handled this a lot more classy, like Antonio Brown does, here's your money that you want.
No, I think the money is the money. You're right about that, for sure. Whatever money they have or whatever they're willing to say that he is worth to them, that's what that is. But I sure think you engender quite a bit of goodwill if you do that. Maybe that turns... I mean, maybe that's naive of me to look at it that way.
Yes or no, Aditi?
I don't see how this is a winning situation. I don't know how this gets done now. You know, like, I feel... And forgetting whether it gets done, if Le'Veon himself says that he has hope that it's going to get done, okay, there's still quite a few months to make something done. There's, 4 months to get this done. But separate of that, this is going to be way uglier than it was a year ago. We know that Steelers general manager Kevin Colbert said just a few weeks ago that they weren't sure how Le'Veon would behave when he showed up. They were very pleased with the teammate that he was, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, Le'Veon himself is sitting here and saying, well, I don't know when I'll come in. I don't know if I'll come in week 2, week 4, week 10. I mean, a teammate of his yesterday said to me he would totally not be surprised if Le'Veon just skips a couple games, which to me, I mean, can you imagine turning your back on $900,000?
Well, when you put it
that
way.
That was a good pickup there.
When you put it that way, I can't. But lastly, Aditi, is this his last season with this team? One way or the other?
I think there's a major lack of trust if he ends up playing on the tag. And I think his nature is to give everything. But if he's playing on the tag, he has to think about his future. And he has to think about his health. And he has to think about the next deal. So is he the same guy? Is he the guy that always sacrifices to get that extra yard or does whatever it takes? Is he that guy that is always fighting to stay on the field? Is he that guy? I mean, I don't know. I just don't see if he is an unrestricted free agent after this year, someone will have money for him that the Steelers probably won't.
Thank you.
Steelers just don't overpay.
Thank you, Aditi.
Thank you, Aditi.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.